We're back on the local beat with O'Brien, and it's brought to you by our friends at Vandermark Jewelers on East Broad Street here in Elyria, a trusted name in jewelry and somebody we trust each and every Wednesday morning to bring us the local news here on the morning show. It is Dave O'Brien, the one and only from the Chronicle Telegram. Dave, how are we doing today, sir?
We're okay, Rocco, if as long as I don't drop my phone, which I just did. So sorry for if there's a rattle there, but we're doing great, and I think people when they pick up their we'll see that when we pick up the paper this morning. Yeah, a lot of stuff in the Chronicle Telegram or ChronicleT.com today.
The busy and sure-handed Dave O'Brien, I should clarify, joining us here on the local beat. As Dave, let's start with a story from your colleague Owen McMillan. This one could be found in Tuesday's Chronicle Telegram, and I'll just kind of read the headline here. As he says, the health of the Black River and its fish continues to improve. And again, Owen McMillan had the latest in Tuesday's Chronicle Telegram. Dave, tell us, how is the health of this Black River and the fish that reside there continuing to improve?
Yeah, so the U.S. EPA announced that while the Black River is still what they call an area of concern, the EPA has removed what is called a beneficial use impairment, or BUI, for, and this is kind of gross, and I apologize, fish tumors or other deformities. So what the BMI, what the BUI, excuse me, means is that it identifies environmental issues that exist in a river or watershed, you know, some place that the EPA, state and federal EPA has sort of power over to ensure that it's healthy. So what county officials, in particular Don Romanchik, who is the stormwater and community development coordinator for Lorain County, said, fish are healthier, looking healthier, and are more normal. And that, he said, in story, is always good to see because you don't want to see a deformed fish on your dinner plate. Now, not to laugh about that so much, but longtime fans of The Simpsons will remember Blinky, the three-eyed fish that was in the river, and it cost Montgomery Burns his run for governor. That's a long callback, way back, almost 30 years ago. But it's kind of the same thing. There are fewer fish tumors, fewer deformed fish in the Black River, basically. And this was a recommendation by Romanchik and what's called the Black River Area of Concern Advisory Committee, which is a group of people who are concerned about the environmental health of the Black River and of the fish in it. That was something that they had recommended to the U.S. EPA and remove that tumors and deformities beneficial use impairment. So Black River getting healthier, looks better, should feel better. People swim in it, I know, all the time. The city of Elyria is working hard to ensure that they remove, from the source, sources going into the Black River, for the most part, sewage, right? The sewage is the problem. There is a combined sewage and stormwater kind of flow, and they're trying to control the sewage flow so they make sure that, human waste and other kind of sewage from the city and from surrounding communities don't flow into the Black River, and then it's just the stormwater. So while I would probably not dip a toe in the Black River unless it were to maybe, say, rescue somebody else, the fish are getting healthier. And people can enjoy the river again.
Well, that's good, Dave. I mean, like you kind of alluded to, still some work to be done in terms of the health of that Black River and the cleanliness of it, but certainly things on the rise in that department, as Owen McMillan outlined again in Tuesday's Chronicle Telegram. Definitely encourage our listeners to check out more on this story. Very, very, very good stuff from Owen there. Dave, another story I wanted to talk with you about here this morning, these think tanks that'll be held at Lorain County Community College in the later stages of the month as we creep closer toward the end of the month. We've talked about these a little bit in our morning and afternoon news here on WEOL, but tell us a little bit more about what these think tanks are all about and how the public can kind of be a part of, the future of Lorain County.
This is all part of the Lorain County Strategic Action Plan, and the county has spent more than $100,000 basically to create a five-year strategic action plan for the county. It will mean what people see the county doing and what the county will look like going forward, with plans to release this prior to the Lorain County Bicentennial Celebration coming up in May of 2024. This portion of it, run by Future IQ, which is a consultant the county has hired, to basically create this strategic action plan to help guide the county through the process of it using public input, using staff, county employee input, using data, facts, and figures and things brought up by people in the community as to what they want to see for the future of Lorain County and Lorain County government. So focus groups are going to be held later on in December and January, but from October 30th to October 31st, for approximately 6 to 8 hours total over those 2 days, there is going to be a quote-unquote think tank at Lorain County Community College, and that will be used, and I quote, to guide Lorain County organizational leadership in its planning over the next 5 years with input from this think tank. So people are invited to register to go to this event, and this will take what input they give over the 2 days. The first day is titled Explore Future Trends. And the second day is Build Regional Scenarios. So people are welcome to come to this, to give their input to county officials and to the folks at Future IQ. And that will then be used in connection with an ongoing survey that is due. If anybody wants to take that survey, you can go to the Lorain County Strategic Action Plan website. It's linked in the story that we ran back on, yesterday. We ran Tuesday. It is linked in there. You can get there from there. It's also on the county website, county Facebook page. You can link to the Strategic Action Plan website. Take the survey by October 30th. Register online, and your input will be considered by Future IQ, by Lorain County officials, as you know, when they build the Lorain County Strategic Action Plan. So this is something that Commissioner Jeff Riddell has been heavily behind. He is, you know, sat on the board of Lorain County Community College. Lorain County Community College did a very successful strategic plan a couple years ago for what they want to see for the college. So that's something that has been brought to the county and is currently in development. But yeah, consider signing up for the two day think tank at Lorain County Community College.
There you go. If you want your voice heard in terms of the future of Lorain County, all part of this Lorain County Strategic Action Plan, a five-year plan, that is, you want to be a part of these think tanks at Lorain County Community College, you can register online. Again, the link, as Dave said, is in this story. This was posted in Tuesday's Chronicle Telegram. You can find it at ChronicleT.com, also at the county website. Again, we're joined this morning by Dave O'Brien from the Chronicle Telegram on the local beat. It's brought to you by our friends at Vandemark Jewelers on East Broad Street here in Elyria, a trusted name in jewelry. Dave, what are you, Owen, Carissa, all your colleagues over there at the CT working on this week as far as upcoming stories go?
Well, I'm gonna tell you ahead of time without giving anything away. If you've either already seen our front page from this morning's paper, or if you haven't yet and you're saving it for lunch or saving it for when you get home, or you just haven't logged on to ChronicleT.com yet and looked at the e-edition, you can see that there's some pretty explosive stuff going on. And I'm just going to kind of leave it at that. If anybody has any questions, they're welcome to email me about them. D.O'Brien at ChronicleT.com, or if you have any input or any feedback. But a lot going on, a lot of it legal stuff. The county, being sued, the investigation into the radio controversy, some news about Lorain County Prosecutor J.D. Tomlinson, things going on in his office. It's all there. We're working really hard. All of us are working really, really hard, from myself to Carissa Wojtak to Kevin Martin to Owen McMillan to our new addition, Lauren Hoffman. We're all working really hard to get local news out to you folks. And I promise that we're doing our absolute best when it comes to that. And you can count on us for local news. That's what we do, and it's what we do best. You should really pick up the print edition or go on to ChronicleT.com to read all about it.
I was just about to say, how can we reward all of that hard work, Rocco? Well, I'll tell you what, Mr. or Mrs. Listener, here's how you do it. As Dave just said, you pick up a copy of that Chronicle Telegram today, or you find that digital e-edition online over at ChronicleT.com. And I'll certainly echo those same sentiments, Dave, and all the colleagues over there at the CT busting their butt, to say the least, to bring you guys the local news. So make sure you guys pick up a copy of that Chronicle Telegram today. All right, Dave, let's have some fun before we get out of here. Well, maybe not so much fun, depending on the details of this week's scanner story. What do you got?
This is a wild one, Rocco, so buckle up. Dateline Cleveland Heights. courtesy of the folks over at Northeast Ohio Scanner on X, the platform formerly known as Twitter, we have this story from a female resident of Coleridge who reported that upon returning home, her driveway had been repaved. She did not hire anyone to repave it, though, and she was afraid she was going to be charged. Cleveland Heights Police Department investigated and noted that someone did, in fact, pave the wrong driveway.
Wow. Wow. I mean, I'll take it, I guess, right? If you're that caller, I mean, I would share that same fear, right? I don't want to be paying for something that I didn't ask for, but I mean, if they paved the wrong driveway, what are you going to do, unpave it at that point, right? I mean, what's done is done, so.
Yeah, it's not like there's not some crusty old foreman coming over going, all right, boys, rip it out. Like, what do you do? You can't, you know, you can't. Yes.
Wow, that is contracting done wrong right there, 101. My goodness gracious. Well, one of our more entertaining scanner stories. You know, that's up there with the, you know, a couple of weeks ago we had a guy or a family or whoever, there were people mowing their yard. I don't know if you remember that, but people mowing each other's yard when they, you know, when you nobody asked for it, they just got their, you know, yard mode out of nowhere. So I guess kind of similar stuff here, but a little more serious, I guess, with the whole driveway paving. My goodness. Well, nonetheless, entertaining scanner story, Dave. And again, for the latest from Dave and all the friends over there at the Chronicle, pick up a copy of that CT today or find that digital e-edition online at chronicleT.com. Thank you, Dave. Always appreciate it, my friend. Have a great rest of the week. We'll talk some more next Wednesday.
Yeah, and I hope to have more controversy for you folks in county government in the lead up to the election. And I wouldn't be surprised if we did.